This is Big Podcast Daily. I'm David Hooper, and we are in the middle of a holiday week in between Christmas and New Year's. Got a funny story, something that happened at a holiday party. I'm lucky that I think it's funny, though, because had I not had the foresight to handle it like I did and been interacting with somebody who was fairly cool to me, might not have ended up that way. Let me set the scene. I'm at a holiday party. It is cold outside, but for some reason, we're outside doing a photo of all the people that are at this party. My wife is behind me. She puts her hand on my shoulder, and I start rubbing her hand just to keep it warm. It's that cold. I look up after the photo's over, and I'm holding another woman's hand, rubbing her hand, keeping it from being cold. She said, "Thank you, David." She didn't think anything about it. We laughed about it. I said, "Oh, sorry. I thought you were my wife." I didn't think much about it until I mentioned it to a friend a few days later. And she said, "Did you give somebody a Me Too moment?" The answer is no. And that's because this woman is very cool. She was cool from the very beginning of this. I explained to her what happened. Said, "Hey, thought you were my wife, but you're not." Sometimes we don't have that luxury, though. Definitely not in podcasting. You say something that later comes back to haunt you. And then what? Let's talk about the best case scenario. If you are wrong, don't wait for people to come to you. If you know that it's going to be something that's going to blow up, get out in front of it. You control the conversation. Don't let them control the conversation. But also understand that some people are offended by anything. Some people are offended by everything. And no matter what you do, if you reach enough people, talked about this a few days ago, if you reach enough people, somebody's going to be offended. Somebody is not going to like what you say. And if you're okay with that, if you're confident in yourself and you know who you are, keep moving. With that said, I'm bringing this up because this is a very tough line to walk. This is one of the reasons that you want to be clear on your podcast, clear about why you're doing it, clear about who you are as a person. Because if it gets weird, like imagine if I grabbed that woman's hand, didn't say anything about it, she starts filling in the blanks, thinking maybe I'm creeping on her or something. She starts thinking that, this is really weird. And it wasn't weird. It was just an honest mistake. I thought that her hand was my wife's hand. I wasn't looking up. I was looking at the camera. As a podcaster, you are in charge. You're driving the ship. You have to be confident in who you are. But sometimes we have holes in our perception. We have to learn how others are perceiving us. And we do have to learn how to listen to others, learn how to listen to our audience. So it's a balance. Learn how to listen to the audience and be comfortable with that and their opinion, but also know who you are and learn how to press forward with your message. That strength, knowing how to press forward with our message, knowing who you are, that's why people listen to us. So that's my challenge for you. Work on that balance. Get clear on who you are. Get clear on what your message is and get clear on why you're doing your podcast. Knowing that, it's going to help make you immune from criticism. And also, when situations like this arise, the one where another woman's hand is on your shoulder and you think it's your wife and you're holding it and trying to rub it and keep it warm, they know who you are too. And they're not going to be creeped out about it because they've seen you in the past. They've seen how you act and they've seen you be consistent. So they know that it was just an honest mistake when you make a mistake, because you will make mistakes. Because as I mentioned, some people are offended by anything and some people are offended by everything. If you want more of these tips, tricks, strategies to better connect with your audience, get people attracted to you and have a big podcast, reach out to me. I'm on the web at bigpodcast.com. There you will find buttons to press. One click to make sure that you get Big Podcast Daily delivered daily. I'm here every day delivering these strategies, helping you to have a bigger podcast. And I would love it if you would subscribe via Apple Podcast, Google Play Music, however you get your podcast. I am there available to you. And you can do it via one click at bigpodcast.com. So go to the website, subscribe to the podcast, sign up for the mailing list, and I'll see you on the next episode of Big Podcast Daily tomorrow.